perfect. With the warmer weather, we're seeing a return of once-forgotten social activities. Barbecues, patio parties, wedding receptions. Time to schmooze, flirt, and make new acquaintances through lively conversation. For some people, this type of exchange comes naturally.
So I said to the guy, "That's not my nine iron."
Others might not be quite as confident.
Nice to meet you.
Or they might be going about it all wrong.
So, hot enough for you?
Ugh. Time to brush the dust off our conversation skills.
Do you think it's important to be a good conversationalist?
Oh, I think conversation is the life of the party. I mean, there's music and there's food and there's drinks, but the conversation is what holds the party together.
Also, if you don't know anyone, you feel the need to get to know someone, otherwise you're just going to feel bad all night.
The value of making conversation is to give people the impression that you are open and down to earth or confident and that kind of thing, even if you're not any of those things.
Most people just have that desire to make themselves feel really cool by telling people their personal stories and stuff like that.
I feel like the primary reason is to avoid awkwardness. To just sit there in silence is so excruciatingly uncomfortable. Just please use your mouth and make some sounds.
Being able to converse well with others can help you stand out, expand your social circle, even impress a potential mate. Failing to converse well makes you seem dismissive, even rude. Think of the last conversation you had with someone who wasn't reciprocating.
You're a dentist. What made you get into that field?
I don't know. Seemed interesting.
I see.
Conversation is a lot like tennis. It's more fun when the other player returns the serve, but all too often, we drop the ball.
Talking too much about yourself can be a mistake. If you don't engage the other person in the conversation, then they're probably going to get bored. Or just not talking at all.
Interrupting, too. Just say, "Oh, you know what? This pertains to me in some way. Let me tell you this story," which I tend to do a lot, but I can't stop myself.
The one-word answer is a definite conversation killer, like the yes, no, or just even worse than that is like the where you know they're not even really listening, and they're just sort of making those grunts to suggest that they're listening.
Getting way too emotional. If you talk about this topic to death, people are going to sit back and they're going to go, "Hey, we just kind of wanted to kick back." Well, you know, you're killing the party.
You don't have to be Oscar Wilde to make good conversation. You only have to concentrate on making the other person feel interesting and appreciated. And what makes people feel appreciated? Talking about themselves. So start the volley of conversation. First, a simple yes or no question. "Aren't these burgers delicious?" This establishes a comfortable rapport. Then move to open-ended questions. Questions that elicit longer, more thoughtful responses. "How was your trip to Australia?" might only get you "good" as a response. "What made you decide to go to Australia?" goes a little deeper, making the answer more interesting to you. During conversation, maintain eye contact and nod to show you're listening. Go easy on the uh-huhs. In a larger group, open up the discussion with inclusive questions like, "Anyone know a good restaurant to take my in-laws to?" If you've been talking for a few minutes, throw it over to someone else. Be careful not to monopolize. Remember, as long as we approach every conversation with a genuine, curious, positive attitude, we'll win every match of conversational tennis. So keep your eye on the ball and be kind to each other, everyone. For CBC Radio, I'm Jane Testar.